From the News Center, a news focus.
Expectations. They're inviting you to a big event next weekend, but first let's hear who they are and what they do.
We provide education and help empower individuals to make healthy choices that positively impact their lives. We offer lab quality pregnancy tests, limited obstetrical ultrasound, material support, and more, and all of our services are confidential and free of charge. We really do seek to completely educate a woman. We do not pressure her, but we do want her to be completely educated on what her options are if she is facing a pregnancy.
That's Erin Miller, Community Relations Director with a Lewisburg-based organization. She said the pandemic has presented challenges financially, while also pushing them to branch out into new ways of service.
We were able to expand our services to offer a lot of virtual options for clients. And so when lockdowns first started, we did close our physical doors for a couple of months, but we were able to very quickly, with the help of some grant funding and other resources, very quickly pivot to offering virtual lessons.
With that, we hear about the Walk for Hope coming up on July 10th.
We are so excited to bring this event back for Expectations Women's Center. It was an annual event for us, but we haven't held it in probably about 10 years.
Details?
It's a 2-mile walk. We'll hold it at Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton on July 10th. Begins at 9:30 in the morning. And people who are participating can make a donation themselves. They can make a $25 donation to participate, or they can raise funds for Expectations.
How can a person get involved?
They can go to www.expectationswc.org/walk.
Miller said they hope to raise $15,000 for Expectations. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.